This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting this hour with Katie Singer. And her book is An Electronic Silent Spring. Katie Singer, K-A-T-I-E-S-I-N-G-E-R. Her website, ElectronicSilentSpring.com. Link on the website, USAPrepares.com. Welcome, Katie.
Hello, Vincent.
Katie, you and I share a concern about electromagnetic radiation. And for most of us here in the United States, wherever we are, it is. And we're concerned about harm it can do. But the problem is, it's hard to get away from. And that's what today's broadcast is about. What do we do? What are your thoughts?
Well, I would start by clarifying that there's electromagnetic radiation emitted by the Earth and the sun and the solar wind, and we need all that stuff in order to function here. The stuff that's problematic is man-made electromagnetic radiation, and that comes from cell phones, Wi-Fi, smart meters, baby monitors, cell towers, power lines, transformers in just about every electronic device you've got. Basically, man-made electronics can and do emit different kinds of electromagnetic radiation that can have effects on our health and our ecosystem. And as you said, it's really hard to get away from it in a really tactile way. Schools are handing out iPads to children. They've got routers in every classroom, so that there's Wi-Fi throughout the school. A lot of schools have cell towers on them. At work, I know so many people who are unable to keep a job unless they agree to having a phone. Rooftop, you know, like office buildings can have antennas on them. It's really hard to function without this stuff. So, when I think, okay, what can people do? For me, the first step is to admit we've got a problem. I have some ideas on what people can do that I have learned from a lot of other people, but I really can't know what's best for anyone in such a massive, you know, especially because the situation is so massive. Everyone's going to have to find their own way with it. I can suggest some things after that step one of admitting we've got a problem. And I'm still kind of theoretical here because I'm going to say it's important that people ask this question, what are the health effects of this device? And then people have to do their own research. Ideally, they've got a friend who they can learn with and, you know, study this stuff with. But it's a crucial question. What are the health consequences of using this device? And I just really want to bring that question into our conversation, as, you know, with everybody. What are the consequences of giving iPads to children, for example? Do we really want them to focus on relating to screens, or do we want them to keep learning eye-to-eye contact and conversation with another person? Which is more important for us? Once they get the iPad, what are, you know, what's going to happen for them? It's going to be harder for them to learn eye-to-eye contact. I'll say that's certainly my experience in the children in my life, that screen is so seductive. It's really hard to get away from it.
Katie, you were asking about, you know, what are the health consequences or the health risks or the health concerns. I just typed in on the internet, do cell phones cause cancer? Here's the response. Although there have been some concerns that radio frequency energy from cell phones held closely to the head may affect the brain and other tissues, to date, there is no evidence from studies of cells, animals, or humans that radio frequency energy can cause cancer.
Can you say who's claiming that?
Let me go back. I just typed in, do cell phones cause cancer, and that paragraph came up.
Okay.
And it doesn't say, let's see if it's cell phones and cancer risk. Cancer.gov, let's see. mcancer.gov. Well, it came up blank.
So let me come in here, because there was just something released by the New York Times and mm-hmm. also by ehtrust.org. That's environmentalhealthtrust.org, ehtrust.org.
Mm-hmm.
The CDC, our Center for Disease Control, had made this announcement a year ago, and it had a picture of a child with a cell phone. And the question was, do cell phones cause health problems in children? And the response was, on this thing produced by the CDC, it said, it's too soon to know for sure. Children who use cell phones and continue to use them as they get older are likely to be around radio frequencies for many years. If RF does cause health problems, kids who use cell phones may have a higher chance of developing these problems in the future. And this notice, which was going to go, you know, was going to the public, it was retracted, I think within a few weeks of coming out. And the CDC stated that it retracted it because this text was too hard to understand. That's a quote. So it was completely removed from the CDC's website. And so I'm going to say it's very hard to get information available that is trustable and accurate. And therefore, I would say our best medicine is that old Hippocratic oath to first do no harm.
Sure.
And to take precautions as much as we can, especially with children. So if we can make limits in our own use of mobile devices and Wi-Fi and stuff like that, I think that's the best ticket, just to act in a precautionary way.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And if you search on the internet, you'll find that you'll find statements and posts, articles saying that there's no conclusive evidence, and then you'll see others that say, well, no, there is. There is evidence that there are health concerns and cancer risks and so forth regarding the use of these microwave-type frequencies and electromagnetic radiation. I'm very concerned, and as you know, I do not have a cell phone. However, we had a young man who was in school, and he was required to have a cell phone. I've talked with some nurses at hospitals, and they are required to be on call. So they don't really have a regular work schedule. They're on call all the time, and they're required to run to the hospital and be on duty at the beck and call of the hospital. So now we have changed our work hours to from having a steady work, a job with steady hours, to being on call. And students are now sending and receiving messages from the they're getting messages from the school telling them what they can and can't do and what their homework assignments are and so forth. And they're being required to have cell phones. Without a cell phone. And I've been able to do it. So this notion that we must have a cell phone in case we have a flat tire, if you know how to change a flat tire and you have a spare with air in it, is nonsense.
Or you can, you know, flag somebody and just say, hey, can you help out? I don't know how to change a tire. And, yeah, there are risks involved there. There are risks involved in just about everything we do. I really enjoy connecting with people when they're, you know, when it's like, hey, I'm lost and I need directions, and I roll down my window and I get to interact with a kind stranger.
And there are kind strangers out there. They really are. And, you know, a lot of people will help you when you need help. And that's absolutely true. So I'm really not concerned about not having a cell phone with me at all times. I am concerned about being tracked by cell phones. And Katie, I'm thinking about, we are now disguising cell phone towers because people say they're ugly. Okay, they're ugly.
Well, wait. Can I clarify that?
Sure.
Because in the Telecommunications Act of 1996, it states that no health or environmental concern can interfere with the placement of a cell tower. That's Section 704. It also states that a municipality can deny a permit to install a cell tower if people don't like how it looks, if the look of it will interfere with a neighborhood. So that's why they're disguised. It's to go in agreement with that act, you know, from 1996.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and probably that's the least of the concerns, how it looks. It's what it does that is of greatest concern to me. And there are more and more antennas on cell towers every day. The towers that already exist, they're being more and more antennas are being added to them. Greater cell phone coverage, more electromagnetic radiation, and we're disguising cell phone towers as crosses. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yes, Katie Singer's with us. And her website, electronicsilentspring.com. And Katie, I'm looking at a post, and I'll put the link on the website, usaprepares.com. Cell towers, there are 25 cell phone towers disguised to look like something else. And this is a post dated August 13th, 2012. So there's a cell tower in, looks like a cactus in Arizona. I mean, it really looks like a cactus. And inside this tall cactus is a cell tower. And then there's another one that looks like a very tall pine tree. And in the pine tree, it are cell antennas. And then there's another one, and that one is where? Where is that one? I'm not sure where it is. There's another one that shows palm trees. Palm trees that are cell towers. And there's another one that's a flagpole.
My concern also is, like, a lot, they can also commonly be in church chimneys or steeples in churches. They can
be.
I've seen them. There's a hotel near where I live that built another story on the hotel, and it looks like, you know, the place has four floors rather than three floors, but that top floor is covered in. It's filled with antennas, and people have no way of knowing if they're in a room or, you know, a patio right beside this. I mean, I see people having cocktails on patios right beside this floor that is actually not a floor. It's filled with antennas.
Mm-hmm. There are images on this post of trees. Cell towers disguised as trees, and as you said, church steeples. Then there's art. These towers are look like, you know, modern art or sculptural art. And there's a church cross in Lake Worth, Florida. It looks like a Christian cross, which is really a cell tower. And you know, and it kind of looks like it's at a church or some religious organization. And that's the height of hypocrisy. Unbelievable.
You know, in terms of the question, what is possible for people to do, there are some grounds for refusing a cell tower. They're getting increasingly limited. One thing people can claim is that fear of health problems can lower property values in the area. And that is, I believe that is still a legal argument that people can give. Once the tower goes up, then you were saying that more and more antennas can go on the tower, and that is my understanding, and often there's no permit process involved. The antennas simply go up. So, again, I'm going to go back to this question. Okay, what can we do? And I'm just going to let me start naming some things that people can begin doing immediately. One is turn the Wi-Fi off for at least 12 hours at night. You don't want it on while you sleep. You want to turn it off at the router. And Vincent, I remember you were posting some directions on how people can do that. Also, just unplug the computer. Make sure it's unplugged, not just turned off. That's another way to do it. That is really important, especially if you've got children. You don't want the router near. I have been in some people's homes where the router is right beside the teenager's head while they're sleeping, and that's not good. You want the router far from you, and certainly while you're sleeping, you want it off. And now I'm going to add, you want the router off for at least 12 hours at night until you get wired internet access. And you're going to have to find out how to get wired internet access in your area. That's research.
And when we come back, Katie, I'd like to talk about what we mean by unplug your router, because there are lots of ways of thinking about that. And there's one sure way to unplug your router. And it's very simple. It doesn't cost anything, and it takes 1 second. We'll be right back.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm working on a post regarding electromagnetic radiation, and I haven't completed it yet, but I will be posting that for discussion on Monday, and it's of significant concern to me, and it's about a technology that I think needs to be stopped before it gets deployed in a wide area. I'm talking about more electromagnetic radiation in schools and homes and the mall and everywhere we go. And I have a lot of reasons for being concerned, and I'll explain this on Monday's broadcast with Captain John Reagan. But, Katie, we were talking about the router, and the easiest way to stop the electromagnetic radiation in your house is to unplug this router, this wireless router, when you're not using it. And how do you unplug it? You unplug it at the transformer or the wall wart, as they're called, that little blob that has the plug on the end that you can insert into your wall outlet. Unplug that, and you absolutely, positively stop the electromagnetic radiation, the Wi-Fi coming out of that router. Now, if you want to watch television and on your PC and the signal comes through your router, of course you're going to stop that. But the plan is to stop that signal when you're not using it, for sure.
And I also know... Go ahead.
There's a way that you can go into your router and tell it to turn off the wireless component. And you can easily call your internet provider and say that you've got this model router, and you look on the bottom of it, and it'll have the make and model, and tell them that you want to turn off the wireless component of your router. It's a very simple, easy, probably a 3, 4, or 5 minute proposition, you know, for the first time you try to do it, and then it becomes very, very simple. It only takes maybe a minute at the most after that first time. And what you really want to do is use wired internet, and that would be through an Ethernet cable. Now, I have a wireless router right here in the studio with me. However, the wireless component is turned off, and I'm only using the wired component. So I have Ethernet cables running all over the studio so that I can have these, you know, the internet and so forth. But I do not have wireless in the home.
And I also know families who, when they turn off the router, they also lose telephone access.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a concern, which puts people back into research mode for finding out how can you get wired access in your area. Yeah. Can we go through some other things that people can do in their own homes?
Yes.
I've just learned about a cool technique, which is to turn your mobile phone into a voice messaging device. So instead of keeping it on 24/7, which means you're going to be getting zapped 24/7 because it is constantly going to be asking, hey, do I have a message? Did I get a message? And every time it asks that question, it makes a connection with the nearest cell tower. And you're going to get the electromagnetic radiation from that. So if you turn your phone off, and off means airplane mode, you really want to know what off means. Be sure that you know what it means. And then put the alarm on so that, say, it signals you every 2 hours if you've got a message. And then you get a life back for a couple hours. And you don't get zapped for those 2 hours. So that's another trick. Also, I would say it's really important not to use a mobile device in a moving vehicle. And the reason there is every mile while your phone connects to a new cell tower, a new base station, the phone goes to maximum power. And that means there's a lot more electromagnetic radiation involved. Much of that is going to get trapped inside the car, which is a metal box. And, you know, if you're going down the highway at 60 miles an hour, that means you're going to, you know, basically be in a constant, constant exposure of maximum power inside a metal box. So keep the phone off while you are in the vehicle, whether you're a passenger or a driver. And obviously, if you're the driver, there are yet more reasons for not using a mobile device while you're driving. I can keep going. Vincent, do you have comments?
Please do.
Okay. Let's see. The bedroom is really important. You really want to protect your sleep. And so keep things unplugged in the bedroom. You don't want to be charging anything near your head while you sleep. You don't even want one of those $10 alarm clocks near your head because they have magnetic fields that are not good for human beings. So get a battery-operated alarm clock. Also, in many cases, people will have a breaker box on the other side of the wall from their bedroom. In that kind of a case, you want to move the bed as far from the breaker box as possible, or just make that an area that, you know, has, I don't know, stuff stored in there, in that area that you don't go to very often. You can also have a refrigerator on the other side of the wall from your bed. That would also not be good. So you want to take note of what is on the other side of walls from your bed and also what is inside your bedroom. Like, you don't want the television going all night long while you're sleeping. Keep it unplugged. Unplugged is better than off. Off is better than on.
Katie, let's talk about why you're saying unplugged. And the reason is, class, if you have a remote control for your television, and just about every television out there has a remote control, that really means that your television is on at some level, a small level. And the reason it's on is so it can receive that signal from the remote control to tell it to turn itself on the rest of the way. So it's on in a standby mode, and then when you turn it on with the remote, as you think you're turning it on, you're actually turning it on completely. So it really is on all the time, unless it's unplugged, or unless you have one of those power strips that has an on-off switch that goes click, an on-off switch that literally disconnects the power from the outlets on the power strip or the surge protector.
I have example there.
We have
the power strip, uh-huh. Using a power strip. We have, we rent our house, and we have an oven with a digital display on it, you know, that says you press buttons if you want to bake it, and it has a digital clock and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the magnetic fields coming from that thing are really intense.
Absolutely.
So we unplugged the whole stove top oven thing, and we plugged it into a power strip, and we keep that off all the time. And then to use the burners, we have strikers, and, you know, we just light them with the match, with the striker fire, to light the burners. I might use the oven once a week, and at that time, I turn the power strip on, and then I can access the oven. So I might have those magnetic fields going for an hour, you know, when I'm using the oven. But I keep the whole thing unplugged, unless I need the oven. If you've got an appliance like a refrigerator or something that you need on all the time, oh, this is really hard, but I'm going to say if you can go to the Habitat Resource or something, find an old refrigerator that does not have a digital display on it and trade it out. That would be worthwhile. Microwave ovens often have those digital displays on all the time. And, you know, I don't love microwave ovens. I've actually never used one. There's certainly one in the house that we rent, and we just keep it unplugged all the time. We never turn that one on.
Katie, what you're saying is very significant. And what you're saying is that the ovens, the stovetops, the ranges of today have digital displays. And they have igniters. And the reason that they have these igniters, you turn, like if it's a gas range, it has an igniter typically to light the flame around the burner. And that has replaced the pilot lights. So now we have these, and to make it convenient for us, these igniters are always readily available 24
hours
a day.
They're electronic lighters, yeah.
Right. They're electronic lighters that create these sparks, like a spark plug would in a gasoline engine in a vehicle. The reason that the oven is powered up all the time, with the electronics is so that you can turn that gas knob to on, it sparks, lights the flame, and you're good to go. The older style ovens had pilot lights, but people thought that, well, it wastes a lot of gas. The other alternative is to do what you do and just light the stove when you want with a match or a lighter, right?
Yeah, a striker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So there are alternatives, and I have gone around our kitchen with a tri-field meter, and I've looked at the electromagnetic radiation in the kitchen, and what I found is the digital displays. We have a General Electric gas range, drop-in range, I guess it's called, and it has a digital display that controls the bake and broil. Without that running, you can't use the oven. You can use the stove top, but you can't use the oven without being plugged in. And that clock, that electronic assembly, produces a lot of electromagnetic radiation, as does a microwave oven in our kitchen, which we use as a range hood to exhaust the odors outside the house. That has a lot of electromagnetic radiation when it's just showing the clock display. And the refrigerator, when that's running, an enormous amount. And the freezer, the same. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call and click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Katie Singer's with us. And her website is electronicsilentspring.com. Her book is anelectronicsilentspring.com. And you can buy your copy at amazon.com. I have a copy. I've read the book cover to cover. I think if you decide to purchase this book, you will be inclined to do what I did, and that is dump your cell phone. Katie Singer, one of the things we're talking about electromagnetic radiation, and I want to eliminate as much of it as possible in our house. When I built the house many years ago, I used what's called recessed lighting or can lights, and these are these light bulbs in the ceilings, and they're easy to maintain. There's, you know, no dusting and that kind of thing. And so I bought a bunch of them, and I populated them with compact fluorescent lights because I wanted to reduce the electricity cost by about 75%, and I did. Here's the problem. These lights, these compact fluorescent lights, as well as regular fluorescent lights, emit electromagnetic radiation. And it's a concern, and there are plenty of posts, and I'll put one on the website right after this next break, about the concern of electromagnetic radiation, and it's possibly carcinogenic. So last night, we have a dog who is experiencing some seizures, and there's a possibility that seizures are related to compact fluorescent lights. So I went through the kitchen, and I'm pulling out all of these compact fluorescent light bulbs, and I'm replacing them with incandescent light bulbs. Yes, and they're using, you know, a lot more electricity. However, I really like the change back to the old technology. However, Hillary Clinton's been involved in destroying the incandescent light bulb market, and it's really hard to get some wattages of incandescent light bulbs now. So now I have to switch everything to LED lighting at 12 volts, and that's my plan. So I just wanted to share that with you.
I am still learning about light bulbs. I've known that compact fluorescents are not healthy, My understanding is that they require an electronic ballast, which is a kind of power supply that it'll put harmonics on your wires, and that's not good. We're all learning about lighting. And complex fluorescents also typically have mercury in them, and that goes into the landfills. That's not good. If, God forbid, you should break one in your house, then you've got to deal with the mercury. So, yes, incandescents are probably the healthiest alternative. I have heard that LEDs are not great. The only kind that I've heard that may keep the power clean on the wires is when they're at 120 volts. But
you mean 120 or do you mean 12 volts?
I'm pretty sure it's 120, but I'm, you know what, I'm pretty sure. Let me say I don't know the answer there.
Okay, I'm going to switch our lighting as best as possible from AC lighting, meaning 120 volts.
I know what. It's 120 volts with halogens.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, I know that there are lots of people who've been tracking the LEDs and finding problems with them, that they also will put noise on the wires. I think they need a linear power supply with the LEDs, but I don't know that there's a manufacturer doing that right now. So I'm just going to say...
The power supply that I'm going to use is a battery, a 12-volt car battery. I'm going to stay in D.C., yes.
Okay, great. Yes, we are all still learning. And I'll say on my website, I have a electronicsilentspring.com. If you go to the Get Informed button, I have different categories for people looking for more information on lots of different topics. electronicsilentspring.com.
electronicsilentspring.com. And there'll be a post on page one of our website. And right across the navigation bar on the top of Katie's website, Get Informed. You can click on that and follow along with that information. Katie Singer, I want to thank you so much for being with us and sharing your knowledge and experience with our class and helping us find solutions to this overwhelming problem of electromagnetic radiation. Thanks so much. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.